Have a blessing, everyone. And for those that are listening on the phone, we welcome you and Sabbath blessing as well. And for all of those dear souls that will be listening to the recording on a later day, Sabbath blessing on this Sabbath, September 27, 2014. This is lesson number 95. We are still reading in our book, Desire Ages, chapter 19, at Jacob's Well. This is part 4. Before we begin our study, we have opening song taken from the book of Psalms, chapter 89, first verse, and it states, I will sing of the mercies of the Lord, forever I will sing, I will sing. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord, forever I will sing. All the mercies of the Lord. With my mouth will I make known thy faithfulness, thy faithfulness. With my mouth will I make known thy faithfulness to all generations. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord. Forever I will sing, I will sing, I will sing of the mercies of the Lord. Forever I will sing of the mercies of the Lord. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord. Amen. If any one of our dear brethren, brothers and sisters, little ones, will have opening prayer. Double up.
Our Father, I thank you for this blood of my responsibility. I thank you for this blood to intercept this one that my responsibility. I pray you have the purpose of your soul, not the moment, be careful in the scene of what we're doing. Give us all the seeds and make it out of us as well. Give us the walk in the safe path that we may be out of not to be tempted in the same. Let us be able to be helping one another and work more than another. I pray be able to keep us safe from wherever the cross, whether it be from agents or operations or from terrible storms or even invasion or even from oppressors that oppress us. Let us be able to be helping us be with you. Help this people to be able to change its heart and heart and its mind. Well, please be with us and let us have safe travel and mercy and even when one of us has to go somewhere important.
Amen. Our opening scripture for today's study is taken from the book of John, chapter 4, verse 27. From the King James Version, and it reads, And upon this came his disciples, and marveled that he talked with the women. Yet no man said, What seekest thou, or why talkest thou with her? This week, boys and girls, we will continue with part 4 in our lesson entitled, At Jacob's Well, in our study book. If any one of the dear family would like to take the following verses, bubble out.
John 4:28, the woman then left her water pot and went her way into the city and said to the men, Come see a man which told me all things that ever I did. Is not this the Christ? John 4:30, then they went out of the city and came unto him. John 4:33, therefore said the disciples one to another, Hath any man brought him out to eat?
Have a blessing, everyone. John 4:34. Jesus said unto them, My meat is to do the will of him that sent me, and to finish his work. John 4:35. Said not ye, There are yet 4 months, and then come the harvest. Behold, I say unto you, Lift up your eyes and look on the field, for they are white and ready to harvest. John 4:36. And he that reapeth receive wages, and gather fruits unto life eternal. That both he that soweth, he that reapeth may rejoice together. Amen.
John 4:37. And herein is that saying true, one soweth and another reapeth. John 4:38. I send ye to reap that whereon ye bestow no labor. Other men labor, and ye are entered into their labors.
Amen. So today we'll be covering pages 191 through 193. Anyone of the dear family would like to take the next paragraph? Bubble up.
Desire Majors, page 191. The woman had been filled with joy as she listened to Christ's words. The wonderful revelation was almost overpowering. Leaving her water pot, she was gone. Leaving her water pot spoke unmistakably as to the effect of his words. It was the earnest desire of her soul to obtain the living water, and she forgot her errand to the well. She forgot the Savior's thirst, which she had purposed to supply. Next slide. Desire Pages, page 191. With heart overflowing with gladness, she hastened on her way to impart to others the precious light she had received. Desire Pages, page 191, paragraph 2. Come see a man which told me all things that ever I did. Words touched their hearts. There was a new expression on her face, a change in her whole appearance. They were interested to see Jesus. Then they went out of the city and came unto him. Desire of Ages, page 191, paragraph 3. Amen.
Amen. Question, boys and girls. What did the Samaritan woman do after being filled with joy as she listened to Christ's words? And what changes were seen in her as she said to the man of the city that touched their hearts, "Is not this the Christ?" If you know the answer to this question, dear one, bubble up.
The answer is the wonderful revelation was almost overpowering. Leaving her water pot, she returned to the city to carry the message to others, and there was a new expression on her face, a change in her whole appearance. Desire Pages, page 191. As Jesus still sat at the wellside, he looked over the fields of grain that were spread out before him. Their tender green touched by the golden sunlight. Going to his disciples to the sea, he employed it as a symbol. Say not ye, they are yet 4 months, and then come the harvest. Behold, I say unto you, lift up your eyes and look on the fields, for they are white already to harvest. And as he spoke, he looked on the goods that were coming to the well. It was 4 months to the time for harvesting the grain, but here was a harvest made for the reaper.
Desire Ages, page 191. He that reapeth, he said, receive wages, and gather fruit unto life eternal, that both he that soweth and he that reapeth may rejoice together. And herein is that saying true, one soweth, another reapeth. Here Christ point out the sacred service are owed to God by those who receive the gospel. They are to be is living agencies. He requires the individual service. Whether we sow or reap, we are working for God. One scatter the seed, another gather into harvest. And both the sower and the reaper receive wages. They rejoice together in the reward of the labor. Desire of Ages, 191, paragraph 5. Amen.
Question, boys and girls, what symbol lesson did Jesus give his disciples as he directed their view to the fields of grain almost ready to harvest and then to the many people coming out to see the Lord? If you know the answer to this question, bubble up, dear little ones.
The answer is, say not ye, there are yet 4 months and then come the harvest. Behold, I say to you, lift up your eyes and look on the fields, for they are right already to harvest.
Amen. This statement is not only for the time of the Samaritan woman. This is also our time, dear ones. Behold, lift up your eyes, for truly the harvest field is white and ready to harvest. Pray that the Lord will be able to send workers, and especially pray that the Lord will arise a spirit for you to also do your part during this so necessary time that we are living in. So let's learn a beautiful hymn about the harvest together, dear ones. And this hymn is entitled, What Shall the Harvest Be? And it's going to be sung by dear brother Josh.
Some in the sea by the daylight there, some in the sea by the noon day clear, some in the sea by the fading light, some in the sea in the solemn night. Oh, what shall the harvest be? Oh, what shall the harvest be? Sown in the darkness, or sown in the light? Sown in our weakness, or sown in our might? Gathered in time, or eternity? Sure, sure, will the harvest be? Sown the sea by the wayside high, sow in the sea on the rocks to die. Sow in the sea where the thorns will spill. Sow in the sea in the bird tussle. Oh, what shall the harvest be? Oh, what shall the harvest be? Sow in the darkness, or sow in the light. Sow in our weakness, or sow in our mind. Gathered in time for eternity, sure, sure will the harvest be. Sown in the sea with an aching heart, sown in the sea while the teardrops are, sown in hope till the reapers come, glory to gather the harvest home. Oh, what shall the harvest be? Oh, what shall the harvest be? Sown in the darkness, or sown in the light? Sown in the weakness, or sown in our might? Gather in time, or eternity? Sure, sure will the harvest be.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Welcome to all the dear family coming in. We are still reading from our book, The Sigh of Ages. We are on page 191. If any one of the dear family would like to take the next paragraph, bubble up.
The Sigh of Ages, page 191. Jesus said to the disciples, I sent you to reap the whereon ye bestow no labor. Other men labored, and ye are entered into their labors. The Savior was here looking forward to the great ingathering on the day of Pentecost. The disciples were not to regard this as the result of their own efforts. They were entering into other men's labors. Ever since the fall of Adam, Christ had been committing the seed of the Word to his chosen servants, to be sown in human hearts and an unseen agency. Even an omnipotent power had worked silently but effectually to produce the harvest. The dew and rain and sunshine of God's grace had been given to refresh and nourish the seed of truth. Christ was about to water the seeds with his own blood. His disciples were privileged to be laborers together with God. They were co-workers with Christ and with the holy men of old. By the outpouring of the Holy Spirit at Pentecost, thousands were to be converted in a day, just like sowing the harvest of his work. Desire of Ages, page 192, paragraph 1. Amen.
Amen. Well done, dear ones. Question, boys and girls. What did Jesus mean when he said to the disciple, I sent you to reap that whereon ye bestow no labor, other man labor, and ye are entered into their labors? If you know the answer to this question, you want to bubble up.
The answer is the disciples were privileged to be labored together with God. They were co-workers with Christ and with the holy men of old. And unseen agents, even appointed power, had worked silently but effortlessly to produce the harvest.
Father, blessings, everyone. Isaiah pages page 192. In the words spoken to the woman at the well, God's seed had been shown, and how quickly the harvest was received. The Samaritans came and heard Jesus and believed on him. Crowding about him at the well, they plead him with questions, and eager received his explanations on many things that had been obscure to them. As they listened, their perplexity began to clear away. They were like a people in great darkness, tracing up a sudden ray of light, so they had found the day. Continuing the next slide. But they were not satisfied with the short conference. They were anxious to hear more and to have their friends also listen to this wonderful teacher. They invited him to their city and begged him to remain with them. For 2 days they tarried in Samaria, and many were believed on him. Desire of Ages, page 192, paragraph 2. The Pharisees displeased the simplicity of Jesus. They ignored his miracles and demanded a sign that he was the Son of God. Amen.
So, blessings, everyone. But the Samaritans asked no sign, and Jesus performed no miracles among them, save in revealing the secrets of her life to the woman at the well. Yet many received him. In their new joy, they said to the woman, "Now we believe, not because of thy saying, for we have heard him ourselves, and know that it is indeed the Christ, the Savior of the world." Desire of Ages, page 192, paragraph 3.
Amen. Welcome to all the dear brethren that are coming in, Christian boys and girls. As the people crowded about Jesus, asking him many questions, what was cleared away, and what were the people likened unto, and what did the Pharisees despise about Jesus? If you know the answer to this question, dear ones, bubble up.
The answer is, as they listened, their perplexity began to clear away. They were like a people in a great darkness, tracking up a sudden ray of light till they had found the day. And the simplicity, they ignored the miracle, demanded a sign that he was the Son of God.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Now we're going to learn a beautiful scripture song together, dear ones.
Behold, the darkness shall cover me.
to all the dear brethren that are coming in the room. We are still reading from a book, Desire Ages. If any one of the dear family would like to take the next paragraph, bubble up.
Desire Ages, page 192. The Samaritans believed that the Messiah was to come as the Redeemer, not only of the Jews, but of the world. The Holy Spirit through Moses had foretold him as a prophet, if sent from God. Through Jacob, it had been declared that unto him should the gathering of the people be, and through Abraham, that in him all the nations of the earth should be blessed. On these scriptures, the people of Samaria based their faith in the Messiah.
Desire of Ages, page 193. The fact that the Jews had misinterpreted the later prophets, attributing to the first advent the glory of Christ's second coming, had led the Samaritans to discard all the sacred writings except those given through Moses. But as the Savior swept away these false interpretations, many accepted the later prophecies and the words of Christ himself in regard to the kingdom of God. Desire of Ages, page 193.
Question, dear boys and girls, on what scriptures did the people of Samaria base their faith in the Messiah and their belief that Messiah was to come as the Redeemer, not only of the Jew, but of the world? If you know the answer to this question, dear one, bubble up.
The answer is the Holy Spirit through Moses had foretold him as a prophet sent from God. Through Jacob, it had been declared that unto him should the gathering of the people be. And through Abraham, that in him all the nations of earth should be blessed.
Amen. I'm going to ask our dear brother Dick if he can be able to test his mic at this very moment. So, dear brother Dick, can you be able to come up to the mic? Bubble up.
It's story time. Christ would elevate and refine man's mind. Children, that means to think good and pure thoughts, to purify it from its dross. Do you know what dross is? Dross is something like the garbage that gets left over when others finish fixing a meal. We call it garbage. And dross is what's left over when you refine gold or some other metal. He wants to refine us that we may appreciate the love that is without a parallel. That means there's no love like Jesus' love. Through repentance, that is, being sorry for our sins, faith and good works, he may perfect righteousness, perfect righteous character, and claim through the merits of Christ, we can claim because Jesus promised them, privileges of being sons of God. The principles of divine truth we think cherish in the heart. You know what cherish means? Cherish is to consider something very dear, very precious. We carry, will carry us to a height of moral excellence. Moral excellence is to be like Jesus, that we had not deemed or thought it possible to reach. And every man that hath his hope in him purifieth himself by being obedient, even as he, Jesus, is pure. Holiness of heart and purity of life were the great subjects of the teachings of Christ. That is what Jesus liked to talk about. In his Sermon on the Mount, after specifying and telling what must be done in order to be blessed and what must not be done, he says, "Be ye therefore perfect. Be pure and obedient, even as your Father, which is in heaven, is perfect." Perfection, holiness, nothing short of this, nothing less than this, would give them success in carrying out the principles he, Jesus, had given them. Without this holiness, the human heart is selfish, sinful, and vicious. You know what vicious is? That means it's to be mean, to be vicious. Holiness will be given to a better person who has to be faithful and abound in all good works. That means the person will be like Jesus. See, pleasant place. He will never become weary of well-doing. That means this child will not say, "Oh, Mama, do I have to do that?" But instead, the child will say, "I'll be most happy to, Mama." Neither look for promotion in this world. Promotion is like being moved from grade 1 to grade 2 if you pass your test. But he will look forward to be promoted by Jesus, the Majesty of Heaven, when he shall exalt his sanctified and holy ones to his throne. That means he can't wait to be promoted to a place in Jesus' heavenly home. Holiness of heart will produce right actions. If we love Jesus, we will love to obey him. As God is pure in his sphere or his world, so we are to be pure in our world. And we will be pure if Christ is formed within. The hope of glory. For we will imitate Christ's life and reflect his character. When we become like Jesus, we will act like him. The princely dignity or the royal likeness of the Christian character will shine forth as the sun, and the beams of light from the face of Christ will be reflected upon those who have purified themselves, even as he is pure. Purity of heart will lead to purity of life. Thank you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, dear Brother Vic. And we are so happy that he was able to share with the room. Praise God. So we have come to the ending of our children's Sabbath school lesson. Next week, we will continue with the last part of our lesson, which is part 5 of our study entitled At Jacob's Well in our lesson book, Desire Ages. If any one of the dear little ones, mommy or daddy, would like to have closing prayer, bubble up.
If we could all kneel as far as we can and bow our hearts and our minds before our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be your precious name. Lord Jesus, thank you for waking us up this morning. Thank you for giving us the ability to make it through another week by your grace and your strength and your mercy. Thank you for giving us the ability to enter into another Sabbath rest, dear Father God. Thank you for giving us the ability to get through the children's study, dear Father God. Thank you for having mercy upon all of our lives. And thank you for just being a loving, forgiving God. Lord, I pray that you continue to break up our heart soils and that you let your word of truth be well rooted and planted in our hearts. Please be with each and every one of us that are here today, for those that are listening over the phone, and for those that will be listening at a later time, and for those that are listening on the radio. Lord, I pray that you be with us all. Thank you for all that you have done and all that you will continue to do. In no other name than Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.
Amen. So next Sabbath, that will be Sabbath October 4th, 2014, chapter 19 at Jacob's Well, that's part 5. We have come to the ending of our children's Sabbath school lesson. We hope and pray that all of you all was blessed, but just remember that we are living in the time of harvest, and as the Lord has told the disciples to look up, we need to look up as well, for the harvest, the grains are white. And also remembering that we do have an unseen helper, and that's the power of the Holy Spirit. Let us pray and ask the Lord to help us that we may do our part in bringing many to Christ, especially with the Lord cry sounding all around the world. We have actually put together activities for the children to continue on their study on being familiar with the words that they have heard. And we also want to thank God in advance for allowing our dear Brother Vic's computer to be fixed that he can be able to share the study with us. We hope and pray that all of y'all were blessed, and may y'all have a blessed rest of the day. God bless everyone.